Oh, we're recording. I see my little voice.
Good evening, Gone Wild Audio backstage.
Oh, yes.
This is... What the hell's my name?
You forgot your name, didn't you?
Bored Baker.
That's Bored Baker. And this is Gate of Ivory.
And we decided to do a questionnaire. The sex and food questionnaire. Because obviously, with a name like Bored Baker,
right.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you'd be involved in sex.
Yes, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because bakers are... I don't know. Now I lost my train of thought. Anyway, back to the story.
All right. Top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender.
Any gender.
You go.
Oh, me? Well, I'll say one and you come up with one, although I know all yours. I'm going to say Betty Page.
Okay.
I picked Betty Page because Betty Page is pretty good. Let me think of other people. Who do you have?
I have Tom Hiddleston.
Exactly. Every lady within the distance has Tom Hiddleston, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And
Kip Moore.
Again, country music star. Do I have a music... Oh, Nigella Lawson.
Well, she's on both our list.
Nigella Lawson is on both our lists. Is she? She's on your list as well? Because mm-hmm. it's Nigella Lawson. Who else do I have? Oh, Christina Applegate. Because she's like my age. She's on the show every once in a while, on TV every once in a while. She seems very perky and lots of fun.
Alrighty.
You're looking at me like I've never mentioned this before.
Okay.
Why are you acting so odd?
It's like Christina Applegate.
Yeah, why not?
Alrighty.
Who else? Let's see. Shirley Manson from Garbage, in the early Garbage years. and Bailey J.
Oh, okay.
And if you know who that is, you know why. You know why. There you go. You only named three. You're missing two. Do you have two more?
No.
Oh, all right.
There you go. And short list.
There you go.
Top five foods you would consider a romantic dinner.
A romantic dinner. Well, the problem with foods for romantic dinner is you eat, like, rich foods and then romance is over. It's pretty much you just want to go to bed at that point.
Well, that's why you fuck first.
That's why, yeah. That's why you have sex before you go out to dinner. Because then you build up your appetite and everybody's much more charming at the restaurant.
There you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But I guess we've mentioned this before. And the top five, I was thinking some kind of street-y food. Because that could be kind of romantic walking down the street. Mm-hmm. And as far as like pre-sexy food, I would go with something like sashimi. Because then it's like flesh and you're eating it, and it's kind of a sensual thing, but it's not like you're eating mm-hmm. ossobuco or something where at the end of it, you just want to go to bed, and that's it for the day.
Yeah, I do tapas.
Tapas. Again, a good choice.
Yes. Yeah,
good choice. Little plates, mm-hmm. lots of sharing.
There you go. You're feeding one another.
Feeding one. Wow. Look at you. Yeah. No flies on you. Mm-hmm. All right. I believe it. Oh, you can read them.
You're top five favorite places to be kissed.
Let me see. What are yours? Can I name yours?
You can name mine.
I'm going to endeavor to name yours. Lips.
Very good.
The back of the neck.
Yes.
The point where your neck meets your collarbone area.
Uh-huh.
That's three. That's... your nipples.
Uh-huh.
And your general pussy vagina area.
That is correct.
Wow. 5 for 5.
Woo-hoo!
What does he win, Johnny?
Yours.
Mine.
Lips.
Sure.
Neck.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Your nipples.
Sure.
Your dick.
Well, yeah. Got one more?
No. Oh, yes, your ears.
My ears.
Totally forgot about your ears.
That's okay. Don't forget about the ears, though.
No.
So sad. Lonely.
Top five childhood favorite foods.
Life cereal.
Woo!
Both regular and so I lived on the edge, man. Woo! I don't know. Life cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was is still a really good cook. So there's a whole bunch of foods that I would say, and you'd sort of, what? Meatloaf. My mom's meatloaf is amazing.
Well, everybody's mom's.
Everyone's mom's meatloaf is right. Mm-hmm. And blueberry and cream pie. It still upsets you, doesn't it? She can't make it. You. What are yours?
Captain Crunch peanut butter cereal.
Wait, now tell everyone how you make it.
You have to make it with chocolate milk.
Of course, because that's because you're not sick enough yet. You've got to have peanut butter Captain Crunch and then slap chocolate milk on it. That'll be fine. And?
My mom's cooking, I guess.
Your mom's cooking, yeah.
Yeah, like kare-kare and, yeah. It's a Filipino oxtail stew.
Yeah, see, they're going to confuse
people. Yeah, well.
And yes, I do like Filipino food.
Well, yay!
Yay for me.
I should hope so.
Whoa.
top five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by.
What are yours? Name one. We're not doing five, because No one needs to hear five of these things. But what? I mean, there's two of us, so there's a lot. But you. Something strange you've been turned on by.
I don't know.
Okay, well then I'll tell the story about you.
What story?
The story when we worked together. Long, those many years ago. When I first met my someday going to be girlfriend, then someday going to be wife, etc. One of the first times I saw her, She was bent over, putting things on a shelf, and then she stood up. And if you've ever seen The Shawshank Redemption, there's a moment when Rita Hayworth kind of flips her hair around, turns the camera, and smiles. And Bord Baker did that. And I dropped everything I had in my hands and was incapable of speech. And the thing is, she'd do it two or three times a day when we worked together, totally oblivious to what she was doing with me, destroying me every time. So there you go. That was a silly thing I've been turned on by.
Was
your hair flip. It's the hair flip, the turn, and the smile. And you just do it. And that's the worst part. That's the thing women do that they don't know. They do all these things that just destroy men and have no idea. It's not, I did this big thing. Nah, but then there was that time you were pouring tea in the kitchen and you just looked like an angel and I sat here going, what kind of idiot am I? There.
There you go. All right. We're going for the sex questions.
Because that's why we came.
What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed?
Well, none of these people know me, so they would think I do nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's something you...
People don't think I'm submissive.
No! People who know you would not think that. Oh, no. Lord above. Mm-mm. No. I don't know. I like golden showers.
Well, there you go.
I do. Mm-hmm. But not in a dommy way.
No.
I don't like to be dom, but I do like that. There you go. There's something about me.
Describe your sex life with a movie title or song lyric.
I have no idea. And so since I don't have any idea, I'm going to sing a verse of Shot to the Heart by Bon Jovi.
Oh, no, you're not. No,
we're done. Mm-hmm. Cutting you off there.
No, I'm with you.
I don't know those questions.
Mm-mm. What words?
We're cheating.
What words can a sex partner use that will make you go, take me now?
Take me now? I don't know. What words for you? We've sort of looked at these a little while ago, and I don't remember me having any.
I think we were drinking.
Well, you were drinking, so. I don't really...
I paid the taxes.
Yeah, baby. The tires are full of air. Hello. You really can't... Yeah, you'd have to... You can't just say words to me. You have to, like, put up... explosives and stuff. I don't pay attention. I'm dumb as an ox.
How long does foreplay usually last for you?
How long does foreplay usually last for me? How long does it usually last, or how long do I want to last? Usually last.
Whatever.
Well, it'll be the same. It's you and I, so what is it?
20 minutes? What are you
saying? 20 minutes is a good...
Yeah.
It could last a whole lot longer, but we don't have all that time.
Yeah.
I like it to last all day. I like, you know, like little messages. I like a butt squeeze as you're walking past, and then sometime around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, you know, naked time starts, and then you go to dinner.
Which is kind of difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
What sense would you would be most willing to have restricted during sex, and why?
I think sight. I think sight.
Yeah, well, sight.
Blindfold. Do you want to say after sight? I'd say sight.
Sight is mine.
Sight is mine as well. Every other sense you want. A hearing you want. Touch, smell. I want it
taste.
All. Taste. Good Lord, I want taste.
Exactly.
I'm a taster. And that's why the ladies love me.
Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied?
No.
No, it does not.
No. And it doesn't have to include mine for me to feel satisfied.
No.
It can be a nice thing, but sometimes I don't even want it to include one.
You're a giver.
I want to, yeah, exactly. I want to get you sort of way beyond the wall and then hold you as you kind of come down and then go to dinner. Come on, what's going on here? Chop, chop, people. No. Enough of that.
All right, just food questions.
Just food.
What is your favorite type of breakfast food?
I am a giant sucker for breakfast. Boy, I like breakfast. Are. Everybody else thinks I'm insane, but I like breakfast.
That's all.
My favorite breakfast food would probably be a breakfast burrito. Although, I am very fond of the French breakfast pastry with fancy coffee drink.
That is mine.
That's yours, yeah.
Is it pain du chocolat?
Pain du chocolat, yes.
Oh, baby. I love it when he speaks French foods.
I want the microphone near you, too, so people can hear your lovely voice.
What is your favorite type of dessert?
My favorite type of dessert is, I don't know, what's yours?
It's like choosing my favorite.
Yeah.
Child.
If push comes to shove, I'm going to say some kind of pie.
Bored baker. I mean,
bored, yeah, you're going to have to be more specific than that with her. And for me, it's whatever bored baker has made. Whatever my wife made is my favorite.
There you go. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea?
Where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused. Yes. Enormously.
Yes.
If you cook dinner, you don't have to clean. And in truth, I clean even if I do cook dinner.
Yes, you do, which is very odd, but
I'm an odd
man. I'm willing to take it.
Yeah, there you go. I can't sit still if you're doing something.
Which is still odd to me.
If you're doing laundry, I have to get up and do something. I have to go mow the lawn or something. I can't even in winter. Which is why our neighbors don't talk to us anymore. I don't know.
How often do you eat out at a restaurant? How often do you order takeout or delivery?
More than we should, really.
Well, once a week.
Once a week. Usually, but usually that's an obligation thing.
Yeah, that is an obligation
thing.
There
you go.
Takeout what? Twice a month?
Twice a month. Again, usually.
Depends
on your work schedule.
It depends on my work schedule. There you go.
There. Aren't you thrilled you've stayed here for all this?
Yeah. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom and what was the occasion? I have.
You have.
Mother's Day.
Yes.
Always by you.
Yes.
And the children.
Yes.
And I will say that every morning you do bring me a cup of coffee. In bed.
Yes, and I've brought you breakfast in bed.
You have brought me breakfast
on other occasions.
Yes, you have.
I have
mostly on Saturdays.
Mostly on Saturdays. I have had breakfast in bed maybe once, and I didn't like it.
I know you don't like eating in bed.
I don't want to eat in bed, so I don't like being served. So it's very hard. Here, sit in this bed while I serve you. Ah, geez, really? Come on, people. I got things to do.
Is there any kind of food that you only like prepared a specific way?
Is there any kind of food I only like prepared? There are certain... I don't know. I can't think of one. Not right now. Pass.
Alrighty.
Pass to Charles Nelson Reilly.
Right. Name a sex act and food item that you wish you tried sooner. Anal. I'm going with anal.
You're going with anal?
Yeah.
What's a food you wish you tried sooner?
Caviar.
I wish I had tried scotch sooner.
This is true. Because
I didn't start drinking until really late. And
you were a teetotaler.
I wish I had hit on women earlier. There, that's as far as I go. Wow, I'm bad.
All right. You tried once and never would again. Tripe.
Tripe.
No,
I'd never. Well, by itself. I've had it so many ways, and every way has been a failure. So, apparently, there's just no way. Mm-hmm. Have you had a sex act you would never have again?
No.
Neither have I. I've never had a sex addict. I felt like I'm not doing that again. But, you know, I don't I've never lived on the edge. Or I didn't until recently.
Sex act and food item that you cannot live without.
Food item I can't live without.
Toast.
Toast. I can't live without toast. We both answered toast, and this was what made us laugh when we were looking at this 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, or something like that. And sex act I can't live without, cunnilingus.
Blowjobs.
I can't live with that.
Would kissing be considered a sex act?
Well, okay, yes. If kissing is considered a sex act, then kissing.
Yeah.
Then I cannot live without kissing. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to say, no, kissing's not a sex act, what are you, crazy?
Then it'd be blowjobs.
It'd be eating pussy. Mm-hmm. I can't live without doing that.
Sex and food item that make you feel warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Like at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
The sex act and the food?
No, I think you're two different things. What's a food that makes you feel warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done? Toast. Toast and tea on a freezing cold day. Hot chocolate.
Yeah, mine would be hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. We'll go with hot chocolate. Yeah, why not hot chocolate? And what's a sex act that makes you feel warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done?
Blowjobs. I'm always like happy after I've given you a blowjob.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always happy after. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy after after eating you out.
Well, there you go.
Although I gotta say, the few times, because it's not as easy as it is in the books, the few times we have to put it gently, come to completion at the same time. That makes me feel good.
All
right.
Yeah.
You know, when you sort of both really just. There you go. All right. Sex and food together. Have you ever been horny and hungry at the same time? Who hasn't, and maybe I am now? Come on, people. Did we go to dinner yet?
Yes. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, would you actually eat them? No.
Well, we were given a joke pair for a party, which I'll tell you all about some other time. And we actually sat and nibbled on them.
And we passed it around.
Yeah, we passed it around. It was like a G-string or something, but it was made out of like stale Smarties.
No, it was a bikini.
It was a bikini made of stale Smarties. It was the saddest. It was a perfect compliment for that party, which I'll tell you all about some other time when I get to know you better.
Would you ever eat a meal off a sex partner's body? And if so, what kind of food?
Yes.
Yes, I think we've eaten sushi off one another.
I have eaten sushi off of you. I know that for darn tootin'.
I believe I eat sushi off of you.
We have to do it again.
Yeah. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter?
And why?
Rice and beans.
Ossobuco. I'm going to go with ossobuco again, because it's sort of that heavy saffron and also tasty, and then you wind up all stuffed, and nobody loves you then.
No. All right. This or that questions.
Okay.
Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking?
Bend over in front of me spanking.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that one, too.
In a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I am very fond of... I used to not be so fond of spanking, and now I am very fond of spanking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now sitting here thinking about it. So there you go.
Chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla.
Vanilla ice cream. Not the awful store-brand, though. Real vanilla ice cream.
You gotta get the good stuff. Giving or receiving oral sex?
Giving.
Giving.
Giving. I am a big-time giver of oral sex. Mm-hmm. Which is why I liked a 69 so much.
I know. Cake or pie? Again, for me, really, people.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make you choose. I'm gonna go with pie. Mostly because pie goes better with coffee in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Gags or blindfolds?
Blindfolds.
Blindfolds.
Blindfolds. Okay. Exactly.
When making a PB and J. Peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first, then peanut butter? Peanut butter first, and then jelly.
Peanut butter first, and then jelly. Peanut butter seals the bread and keeps it dry from the jelly. It's like, it's the masonry of the food world.
Grape jelly is an abomination.
Oh, man.
Grapes were needed two forms.
Raw and in wine.
And in wine. And
that's it.
Nothing else. That's... I feel so sad.
Grape jelly will never be in my house.
Yes.
Facing each other or from behind? From behind.
From behind. Yeah. Because you can really grab the hips and just go.
Yeah, I got a lot of hip, baby.
I like your lot of hip.
Thanks.
I like so much about you.
Sour or spicy?
Spicy.
And I like sour.
There you go.
There you go.
And then that's why we can't get Mexican food. No, I'm just bringing that up.
Okay, what kind of food would you bring to a GWA potluck picnic?
Something finger foody and sticky. Like Swedish meatballs.
Okay.
Kind of sticky and sloppy and still tasty, and you can eat a few of them, and then I'm imagining a GWA picnic would...
I would bring the Knock You Naked brownies.
Oh, my God, yes, you would. Mm-hmm. And you'd be the belle of the ball.
Oh, no.
Yes, you would. You'd know you would. Hush it, you baker queen. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for the question, so.
Well, good night, GWA backstage.
Sure, good night, and have it better tomorrow.